every second of every minute counted by the trusty clock, but there's going to be an extra one tonight, an extra second. Precisely 23:59 tonight, we'll experience a minute that lasts 61 seconds. But adding that second, called the leap second, has become a hotly debated subject. The last time this happened, the internet nearly crashed. Some sites did. Dr. Chris North is from Cardiff University's School of Physics and Astronomy. Dr. Tom Crick is Senior Lecturer in Computer Science at Cardiff Metropolitan University. If you don't know the answers between you, who does? Morning, both.
Morning.
Chris North, why, first of all, why do we need an extra second?
It's actually to do with the way we define a second. So we used to define the second as being a fraction of a day between when the sun rose one day and the sun rose the next day. Essentially, we think of the day as being 24 hours long, which is true, and there are 86,400 seconds in 24 hours. But we no longer define a second in that way. We define a second as about 9 billion oscillations of a cesium atom in an atomic clock. And that means that a day is not exactly 24 hours long. A day is 24 hours long within about a millisecond, so about a thousandth of a second. And over a few hundred days, maybe a thousand days, that builds up. So we're then out of sync slightly with things like the sun. So if we didn't keep this in check, then gradually the sun would change the time it rose according to our clocks here on Earth, and it would drift through the day. So over tens, hundreds of years, it would become very much out of sync. So adding in these leap seconds is a way of keeping track with that as the Earth's rotation slowly changes and adjusts due to changes in its internal core and with the atmosphere and all these kind of things. Earthquakes can change the Earth's rotation in tiny, tiny ways, but noticeable over long periods. So earthquakes typically might change the length of a day by about, say, 2 milliseconds, that kind of time. So not we would certainly never notice it, but as I say, over time, that all builds up. To mean that we're slightly out of sync. And the leap seconds, there's been about 26 now, I think, since the 1970s, are a way of keeping us in sync with the sun. And so that everything keeps track, our day-to-day lives then continue to make sense in terms of when the sun rises and when we have lunch and all this kind of stuff.
So an extra second to sort all of that out. And last time, I think, we're not quite mayhem, Tom Crick, but it caused difficulties for computers, didn't it?
It did. So the last time in 2012, there was it caused reasonable problems for a number of kind of large internet-based companies and systems. So big websites like Reddit, LinkedIn, Gizmodo, Foursquare, Mozilla, they had some problems with the way that they actually implemented the leap second. So as Chris just said, I mean, humans would be reasonably fine with this disparity between atomic time and Earth time, but actually parts of the internet and specific systems just were unable to cope because they weren't ready for it.
They will be this time, surely.
Yep, so because of what happened in 2012, but more generally, there's been so much discussion about what's going to whether leap seconds are the right thing to do. There is much more that systems and people are much more prepared now for implementing the leap second. But I mean, I suppose ultimately the internet's a fairly resilient system, and all the systems connected to it. The only issue is around, because obviously when it ticks over at midnight GMT tonight, then the other parts of the world are still in daytime, and this is going to happen during when financial markets are still open. So there's a concern that because for that second, the crucial high frequency trading things are happening, millions of things are happening a second, that whether this could have any impact on financial markets.
Thank you, Tom. That's Dr. Tom Crick.